Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. You know, Lou Dobbs and Juan Williams might want to read up on the latest research because it might make their head spin.
Lou, I just think this should be in large letters on the front page of every newspaper in America, because what we're seeing with 4 out of 10 families now, the woman is the primary breadwinner. You're seeing the disintegration of marriage. You're seeing men who were hard hit by the economic recession in ways that women weren't. But you're seeing, I think, something going terribly wrong in American society, and it's hurting our children. I don't see how you can argue this.
Today, 3/4 of women with children in this country are employed. And according to some new research, kids, especially daughters, actually benefit when their moms work. Kathleen McGinn is a professor of business administration at Harvard Business School and co-author of this new study. And she says that while it's complex, some of the success of adults in the workplace can be traced right back to whether their moms worked.
What we find is that women who were raised by moms who worked outside the home are more likely to be employed than women whose moms stayed home full time. They earn more money in the jobs that they do hold. And those women who choose to go to work are significantly more likely to hold supervisory responsibility in their jobs. So they earn more money and they're more powerful at work as well.
Now, you said that your effects are significant, which is kind of a statistical term, but I noticed that the effects are rather small. I mean, overall, 69% of women with working mothers wound up being employed versus 66% of daughters of women who weren't employed. And in some of the other categories, the results are significant, but similarly kind of narrow.
So women with working moms earn, for example, 6% more than women whose moms stayed at home full time. 6% over a lifetime is actually quite a bit. You're right, though, that this is not the only thing that women see that affects whether they're likely to be engaged in the workplace. There are lots of non-traditional gender role models that women can be exposed to. Their mom happens to be one that they're exposed to on a daily basis. But women can be exposed to non-traditional gender role models in their aunts, their teachers, their parents' friends. In fact, Claudia Olivetti, who's an economist soon coming to Boston College, has a study where she looks at the effect of girls' friends' mothers and finds a very similar effect, that girls whose friends' mothers work outside the home are more likely to spend more hours in the workplace themselves as adults.
Well, how did you control just for the effect of mom working? Because it's easy to imagine, and I know as a researcher you're aware of this, that working mothers differ in lots of ways from non-working mothers. They might be better educated. They might have more income to begin with, or maybe less. There are lots of differences that could affect those kids aside from whether mom just worked.
Absolutely. So what we do is we control for as much as we can. We control for the country in which the respondent lives. And then we control for a host of variables at the respondent's level. So for age, for marital status, education, whether there are children at home, their religion, whether they live in an urban setting or not. What we find is a pattern of results that's fairly hard to explain if it's not about gender roles. And by gender roles, I mean the way women and men think about what's appropriate when you're male or when you're female. So what we find for women is that the effects are largely in the career. They're more likely to work, supervisory responsibility, greater earnings, and they spend fewer hours doing housework. What we find for men is that it doesn't affect their work life at all. So if there's something about women working, bringing more money into the household and therefore having more resources for their children, or if it's something about mom's education that leads her children to be more educated and pursue careers, those things should show up in their sons as well. And yet, working moms don't have any effect on their sons' careers. What they do affect is the number of hours that their sons spend caring for children in the family once they are adults. So that pattern of results is very hard to explain outside of a role model explanation.
Well, what do you think this says? You step back from your own research. You lived through the mommy wars, of course. I don't know if you were part of them, but certainly a lot of us remember them. And the criticism and also the guilt of working mothers. Maybe they have to work. They need a second income. Maybe they have no choice, or maybe they're just so ambitious that they're willing to sacrifice the well-being of their kids. That was the narrative. So what do we know now?
Well, actually, what we've known about the well-being of their kids is that even young children benefit in school and behaviorally from mothers who work outside of the home sometimes. That doesn't mean that their mothers have to work outside the home all of the time. Both mothers and fathers can be very involved in caring for their children. It is true, though, that there's a struggle that women, and more frequently men, face when they're trying to be successful at work and successful at home. One of the doctoral students at Harvard Business School sent me an email the other day after she saw the article come out, and she talked about the mommy versus Professor Kate struggle. Her name's Kate Baraz. I'll just read you a quote from her email because I think she really captures the tension. She says, "There have been so, so many days when I leave for campus, two toddlers crying at the door for mommy, and wonder why the heck am I doing this? And I question whether it's worth it. But I always come to the same conclusion. Yes, it is. Because I've always firmly believed that I'm doing it as much for both of them as I am for myself, to give my daughter a role model and to teach my son to respect working women and eventually be a supportive partner." So for all parents, leaving your kids is hard. And for most people who go to work every day, it would be nice if you could stay at work a little bit longer. I felt that way when my daughter was at home. I only have one daughter, and I always wished that I could stay with her longer, and I wished that I could stay at work longer. So I figured that that was balance. And I think that that is a very successful life, to have multiple things in your life that you like to approach. And our kids benefit from having parents who have rich lives.
Kathleen McGinn is a professor of business administration at Harvard Business School. She's the co-author of a new study finding advantages for the grown children of working mothers. Professor McGinn, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Todd.
So we're putting this to you. Did your mom work when you were growing up? And if so, how did it affect you?
Hi, this is Roe McLeod from Franklin, Georgia. My mom always worked outside the home when I was growing up, and I didn't really appreciate it until my kids were small and I had to seek work on my own. I never felt neglected, and she taught me a very strong work ethic, and I hope I've done that well with my own family.
This from Boston. Yes, I grew up in the 60s when the perception was your family must be very poor if mother has to work. It was not the case, however. Because she worked, I learned a lifetime of valuable skills, my strength as a woman, independence, and confidence. Today, my mother at 91 years old remains the best role model I could have ever asked for. And from Detroit, Michigan, no, she did not work. It gave me a strong sense of home and family and security. I knew mother would always be there providing whatever I needed.
Jennifer Miller, and I'm calling from Glen Iris, Texas. My mom had a career, one where she impacted the lives of so many people, and although as a child I missed her when she couldn't go on field trips or be the room mother, she was, is, and always will be my hero. Whenever I'm sad about working outside the home, I remember that she managed to change the world and be an incredible mother.
Hi, this is Nicole from Tampa, Florida. I was a latchkey kid growing up, and I hated it. Even though my mom had to work and we really had no choice in the matter. But because of being a latchkey kid growing up, I decided to be a stay-at-home mom as an adult, and I have been doing that for many years now.
Frank from Sunnyvale in California writes, being raised in a 1950s household, this was quite common with upwardly mobile working class families. My dad worked a day shift and my mom worked second shift. She'd get my sister and I ready for school and leave for work around 3. My sister and I would walk to and from school and then wait for my dad to come in from work at 5 for supper. I kind of liked it. I think I'd go nuts if my parents were the helicoptering parents of today. And from Kirkwood in Montana, my mother worked out of the home as a teacher. My dad was responsible for getting the kids up and out the door, and mom got us home most days. My siblings and I were the last kids to get picked up from school each day. Nights were busy, but summers were spent together, and that was worth all the school year sacrifice.
This is Dawn Ward from Hickory, North Carolina. And yes, my mom did work while I was growing up. I realized that women's roles were not just keeping the house and raising the kids, but also the responsibility of being the breadwinner on top of everything else.
Hi, this is Michelle calling from Kaneohe, Hawaii. This is regarding, did your mother work outside the home when you were growing up? No, my misogynistic male chauvinist pig father wouldn't allow it. I remember him slamming the dining room table, sending a coffee cup skittering across it, and yelling, "No wife of mine is going to get a job." It terrified me, and it also made me very aware of the type of man I didn't want to marry in my future.
Hi, my name is Millie. I actually learned from my mom to work. She used to clean houses because back in the 70s, my dad didn't allow her to have a job that interfered with raising her kids. And we learned the labor and we learned how hard you work and how much you sweat for a couple dollars. I will always be forever grateful for my mom taking us and teaching us the meaning of hard work.
Share your story with us. 8778-MY-TAKE is the number. You can tweet us at The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.